Welcome to the Cosmic Business Breakthrough Podcast. I'm your host, Sophia Pallas, and this podcast is for soulful entrepreneurs who want to harness the cosmic power of astrology to elevate their message, unlock flow, and attract their best clients ever. Join me every week and get excited to discover how you can use the energy of the cosmos to get the business breakthrough you've been waiting for. Okay, so 2022 didn't exactly pan out how we expected. Or did it? I mean, there's still a lot of processing and integrating going on since the events of 2020 and 2021. As a collective, we have been facing some huge issues: war, climate change, food shortages, floods, fires and earthquakes, political unrest and division, continuing gun violence, not to mention how we navigate life in a post-pandemic world. This year has felt like a lot. So I wanted to take a moment in this week and reflect a little bit on the year that was and allow us to kind of acknowledge it and clear it out so that we can move forward into 2023 feeling good about the lessons that we learned in 2022 and integrate all of the changes and the restructuring that has happened, because there has been a lot. And I think that's a symptom of the astrological energy we've experienced combined with the real life events that have been playing out. So we started out 2022 feeling that optimistic swell of Jupiter in its home sign of Pisces, but then we quickly realized that too much water is not necessarily a good thing. Here in Australia, at least, we experienced some devastating floods just as businesses and lives were starting to recover from our harsh lockdowns of 2021. Then we saw the invasion of the Ukraine. So war began and war escalated, terrorizing and displacing millions of people. This was a big deal, and it continues to be a big deal and a big marker of 2022. We saw the end of most COVID restrictions, particularly on travel, and the reopening of the world to tourism. And we also saw some surprising election results. Here in Australia, we had a new government come in. We saw some dramatic changes of power in South American countries. We saw the rise and very fast fall of a new female British Prime Minister. And we saw the death of the longest reigning British monarch, Queen Elizabeth II. So there have been a lot of endings and beginnings in 2022, and those are just a few of the things that stuck out to me. There's been a lot of reassessing and restructuring, and astrologically this can be tied to the ongoing Saturn-Uranus square that began in 2021 and continued, although not quite as tightly, in 2022. We've experienced this battle between authority, Saturn, and freedom for the future, Uranus. We also experienced the effects of the North Node in Taurus and South Node in Scorpio. So the North Node in Taurus, we had food, money, land, and security highest on our list of collective priorities. At the same time, we saw a breaking away from our emotional or physical baggage in order to process and integrate what's happened since 2020. So we've probably felt more emotional in 2022 than in many years because of this need to acknowledge and let go, or like compost, the psychological patterns and or the financial or collaborative relationships that no longer serve us. But what about in your business? Have you experienced the growth you expected? Have you had any major endings or beginnings this year? I know that for me, this year has seen some really significant changes in my business. Just to give you a bit of a rundown on what's happened for me so you can reflect on your own year as well. I started out the year working with a new coach or mentor who helped me get back into my body and business and lean into my authority. I ended a major, aka lucrative, client contract. I started this podcast, which has been such a joy to create. One of my key subcontractors left for a new and exciting career move. I set up a company structure for my business, ending my sole trader status to create more security and stability for the long term. So even in my own ecosystem, my own business, there were a lot of endings and beginnings, and they were quite significant endings and beginnings for me. And that was just the business side of things. Life has been equally interesting this year. I went to Colombia to visit my partner's family, which was an incredible, heartwarming experience. I dived even more deeply into my astrological studies and practice. I moved to a new house in a new area, a bit of a dream house for me. I got engaged to the man of my dreams. So 2022 has been a lot, and a lot of it has been great. There have been many moments of self-reflection, emotional processing, healing, and integration as well. So life is very rarely all sunshine and rainbows, but I'm incredibly grateful for the lessons and the love I've experienced this year. So I want to give you a few questions to reflect on as we wrap up this very interesting and active year. What went well for your life and business in 2022? What were some unexpected changes you had to deal with, whether they were good or bad? What were things that went not the way you were expecting them to go? What was your biggest challenge in 2022, and how did you handle it? Is there anything you could have done differently? How did you grow as a person and as a business owner in 2022? Where were the moments, the big moments of personal or professional growth? What are you most grateful for in the past year? And finally, what will you be doing to build on your learnings from 2022? Next year, we're going to see some major shifts, some major astrological shifts, with outer planets like Saturn and Pluto changing signs. It's also going to feel quite different. It's going to have quite a different energetic tone to the past couple of years. Mars is going to move out of Gemini in March. It's been in Gemini for a very long time. And that's potentially going to help us get some more focus back, because as I've said a few times now, Mars in Gemini is a little scattered and it's trying to do all the things. It finds it difficult to really focus in on one thing at a time. But I'm going to be back really soon to give you the forecast for 2023. So before we head into that, I want you to take a moment to reflect and clear 2022. So I'm going to take you through a short 5-minute meditation. It might be 6 minutes, but around that mark, to help you reset and rebalance before you head into 2023. Allow yourself these 5 minutes to acknowledge, to thank, and to clear out everything that's happened this year. If you'd like to download this meditation as a track on its own so you can use it again without having to listen to the whole podcast episode, there will be a link in the show notes where you can download the track. All right, let me know how you go. Take a moment to close your eyes and plant your feet or sit on the floor. Get comfortable, wriggle if you need to until you feel like you can still yourself. Connect with the surface that you're sitting on. Feel the weight of your body on the earth or the chair. And start to notice the breath coming in and out of your nose. Notice if you have any other sensations in your body. Don't judge them, just notice. Now, I want you to imagine walking towards a staircase that leads down into your subconscious. The staircase feels welcoming and safe. As you go down the stairs, you notice yourself becoming calmer and more peaceful with every step. 1. You feel your eyes getting heavier. 2. Your body feels more and more relaxed. 3, you notice the muscles around your eyes and forehead start to soften. 4, you feel your cheeks and jaw settle and relax. 5, your neck settles into a comfortable position. 6, your shoulders drop and you feel even more calm than before. And 7, your whole body settles and feels fluid and relaxed. Now you've gone down the stairs, start to imagine the year that was, 2022, like a ball in front of you. How big is the ball? What color is it? What texture does it have? Is it big, bright, glowy and smooth? Or maybe it's dark, small and prickly? Just notice how it looks to you. When you have a strong picture of it in your mind, move towards it and pick it up with both hands. Hold it close to you. Tell the ball that you're glad to have experienced 2022. Tell it you're grateful for all the lessons it gave you, that you love the wisdom and experience it brought into your life. Notice any feelings that come up for you as you say these words in your mind. Thank the ball. Give it your love. Then, I want you to imagine that you can throw like one of the gods. Reach your arm back while holding the ball and pitch it into space. Imagine the ball flying high into the sky, through the atmosphere and into outer reaches of space. As it hurtles up there, it starts to dissolve and dissipate, and the energy returns to the universe. Allow yourself to feel the energy of 2022 dissipate and dissolve. It's not completely gone. Part of that energy, in its new form, will stay in the cosmos to help guide you into the next year. Feel your gratitude for the energy. Feel the guidance of that energy in your body and all around you. Now, start to slowly come back up the stairs, one by one. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. And 1. Notice your attention shift back into the room you're in. Stretch your fingers and toes. Notice the air on your face. And open your eyes.
Thanks for joining me on the Cosmic Business Breakthrough. If you'd like to learn more about what I do, head to sophiapalace.com or follow me at Sophia Palace over on Instagram. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, I'd love for you to take a moment and review the show if you found it helpful and share it with a few friends. Thanks again, and I'll speak to you next time.